El Sayed, Trump administration is weaponizing immigration. By Pam Key on July 19, 2026. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Michigan Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed said the whole point of the Trump administration was to weaponize immigration against the Constitution itself. Host Jake Tapper said, "Let's turn to immigration policy. You've been very critical of Trump's immigration policy." In his new book, a Democratic former senator, Ken Salazar, who served as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico under President Biden. He basically says that the Biden administration was asleep at the wheel on immigration. He calls the Biden policies a political failure. "I know you object to the Trump policy, and I know there are lots of reasons you do. Do you have any criticisms of the Biden immigration policy?" El Sayed said, "I think we could have done much better. I believe in a safe and secure border, full stop. I also believe that we have to be smart about the fact that right now, ICE is being used to terrorize people on our streets. Talk about two more deaths in the last 2 weeks alone, at the edge of a force that should not exist. We can have immigration policy that is smart, that keeps our southern border safe, that enforces our immigration laws, but not in a way that tears apart the Constitution itself. So yes, I think we could have done a better job. I think it's important for us to be smart. I just want to push back on one thing. You've got this administration, they're making a show out of ICE enforcement. And at the same time, they're making it fundamentally unlivable for people south of our southern border. How does that make sense at all? This whole point of the Trump administration is to weaponize immigration against the Constitution itself. And I think the more we're willing to talk about that, the further we go in actually getting to an immigration policy that makes sense in this country." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.